What if the technology reshaping your daily life, from the way you shop to how doctors diagnose disease, was championed by researchers who spent decades being told they were disastrously wrong? The artificial intelligence revolution didn't emerge from consensus or careful planning. It erupted from the stubborn conviction of a handful of scientists who refused to abandon an idea the entire field had dismissed. Today, their vindication has sparked both extraordinary promise and profound anxiety about humanity's future. For nearly two decades, Geoffrey Hinton, Yoshua Bengio, and Jan LeCun endured AI's dark age. While colleagues pursued other approaches, they believed intelligence emerges from networks of simple units working together, like neurons in the brain. The skepticism was brutal. Hinton was mocked at conferences. LeCun disguised his work with cryptic titles to avoid automatic rejection. Graduate students were warned against joining Bengio's lab. Their persistence paid off spectacularly in 2012 when Hinton's students won a major image recognition competition with AlexNet, achieving nearly half the error rate of traditional methods. The technique, deep learning, stacks layers of artificial neurons that transform information into increasingly complex representations. Early layers detect edges, middle layers identify features like eyes and noses, deeper layers recognize specific individuals. Within 2 years, the entire field switched to neural networks. Today, deep learning powers facial recognition, voice assistance, medical diagnostics, and self-driving cars. The godfathers of deep learning received the Turing Award in 2018, a remarkable vindication for former pariahs. Creating artificial general intelligence machines with human-level thinking across diverse domains remains the field's ultimate frontier. Yet researchers fundamentally disagree on the path forward. Demis Hassabis of DeepMind advocates combining reinforcement learning with deep learning. His AlphaGo system mastered Go by playing millions of matches against itself, developing strategies that surprised even grandmasters. David Ferrucci, who led IBM's Watson, counters that true understanding requires internal logical models, not just pattern matching. Joshua Tenenbaum proposes AI should mirror child development, starting with pre-linguistic intelligence like object permanence before progressing to language. Gary Marcus champions hybrid architectures, combining deep learning's pattern recognition with symbolic reasoning's rule-based processing. Ray Kurzweil envisions hierarchical systems inspired by the brain's neocortex, with interconnected pattern recognition modules in self-organizing hierarchies. Timeline predictions vary wildly. Kurzweil predicts 2029, Rodney Brooks suggests 2200, most estimate 50 to 100 years. Despite impressive narrow capabilities, current AI systems lack common sense reasoning, efficient transfer learning, and deep understanding of cause and effect. The gap between recognizing cats in photos and understanding why cats behave as they do remains enormous. Nick Bostrom's paperclip maximizer thought experiment imagines an AI designed to manufacture paperclips that transforms the entire universe into paperclips, not from malice, but from relentlessly pursuing its programmed objective. This highlights the alignment problem, ensuring superintelligent systems pursue goals aligned with human values. Stuart Russell proposes machines should help achieve human objectives while maintaining explicit uncertainty about what those objectives are. This uncertainty creates a safety margin. An AI uncertain about human preferences would allow itself to be switched off, understanding humans might have concerns it doesn't fully grasp. Jan LeCun dismisses existential concerns, arguing that desire to take over the world is correlated with testosterone, not intelligence. Yet immediate concerns demand attention. Algorithmic bias perpetuating inequalities, privacy violations through mass surveillance, security vulnerabilities in critical infrastructure, and weaponization of AI technologies. Thousands of researchers have called for preemptive bans on lethal autonomous weapons, making life or death decisions without human oversight. The field increasingly recognizes safety must be fundamentally integrated into AI development from the earliest stages. McKinsey research suggests roughly 400 million jobs globally could be lost by 2030, about 15% of the workforce. Manufacturing, retail, transportation, and administrative work face the greatest vulnerability. While new positions will emerge in healthcare, technology, and green energy, the transitions will be brutal. Geography matters. Declining industrial regions may be far from growing tech hubs. Skill gaps matter. A displaced factory worker cannot easily become a data scientist. Here's a troubling nuance. When AI handles value-added work, data analysis, decision-making, remaining human tasks become de-skilled and wages suppressed. This is already visible in logistics, where AI optimization has reduced role complexity. Jeffrey Hinton argues AI's productivity increases should benefit society through universal basic income and higher taxation of automated systems. Andrew Ng suggests conditional basic income that pays unemployed individuals to study and gain skills for higher value positions. Rodney Brooks challenges near-term disruption fears, arguing technological development typically takes 30 years from lab demonstration to practical product. Ray Kurzweil envisions radical abundance, where AI-controlled vertical agriculture produces chemical-free food with yields 10, 100 times higher, 3D printing creates customized products on demand, and renewable energy approaches 100% of our needs. The fundamental question isn't technological advancement, but whether we create systems that share benefits fairly or concentrate them among the wealthy. Only a quarter of experts interviewed are women, exceeding the field's 12% average for female researchers. This disparity deepens when considering racial minorities, socioeconomic backgrounds, and geography. The stakes are high. Biased creators build biased systems. Fei-Fei Li, who co-founded AI for All for underrepresented students, notes facial recognition fails on darker skin tones while resume screeners show gender bias. James Manyika highlights the paradox. Algorithms could overcome human biases through consistent criteria, yet training data contains embedded prejudices. Predictive policing algorithms trained on over-policed neighborhoods generate higher crime predictions there, creating self-fulfilling prophecies. Medical AI, historically trained on male-focused research, misdiagnoses women, particularly in cardiovascular disease where symptoms differ by gender. The field is adopting solutions like counterfactual fairness, data auditing, and bias bounty programs where external researchers identify problems. Yet diverse teams remain crucial, bringing perspectives to catch biases before deployment. Addressing AI bias requires constant vigilance, not one-time fixes. Rather than replacing humans, AI researchers envision enhancing capabilities through collaboration. Cynthia Brazil's emotionally intelligent robots provide personalized educational feedback and help elderly individuals age independently. Rana El-Khaliyubi sees nurse avatars monitoring patient vitals and alerting human nurses to changes, while AI teaching assistants support hundreds of students simultaneously and help teachers identify learning gaps. Daphne Kohler envisions AI tutors adapting to individual learning patterns, recognizing when students struggle, and providing alternative explanations. In healthcare, AI enables precision medicine by analyzing genetic data to predict treatment responses. Brian Johnson argues humans need brain-machine interfaces to remain relevant, envisioning neural enhancements that improve memory and enable direct brain-to-computer communication. The most promising future leverages complementary strengths through human-AI partnership. This requires systems that communicate effectively, understand social contexts, and support human decision-making. As Demis Hassabis emphasizes, the future is not us versus AI, it's us with AI. Success depends on frameworks that enhance human capabilities while preserving agency and dignity. The architects of intelligence offer both caution and inspiration, revealing our responsibility to direct this technology toward human flourishing through technical innovation alongside careful consideration of ethics and human values.